And now a reminder of some of the costs of war. This month, more than 5,000 soldiers of the Army's 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment start returning to Fort Carson, Colorado, after their second year-long tour in Iraq. But it's a poignant homecoming. 3 officers died in a helicopter crash just a month before their time in Iraq ended. From member station KRCC in Colorado Springs, Eric Whitney has this remembrance of Major Douglas LaBeouf, Major Michael Martinez, and First Lieutenant Joseph DeMoss.
The chapel at Fort Carson was filled to overflowing for the ceremony honoring the 3 officers. They were all eulogized as exceptional soldiers, hardworking and dedicated family men. At 43, Major Michael Martinez was the oldest. An attorney in the Judge Advocate General Corps, Martinez was born to an Army father and joined himself right out of high school.
He loved the Army almost the most in his life, except for his family.
Martinez's wife, Kelly, also a lawyer, says she and her husband were going to go into business together when he left the service.
Our plan was to open a mom-and-pop law firm together and not charge very much because my background was in legal aid and his background was in public defending. We really had that dream. That was typical of Mike, to do things together like that and with his family.
36-year-old Major Douglas LaBeouf was also a family man. The father of 2 grew up in Southern California. On his daughter's first day of school, he worked hard to get leave to be home for the event. Back in Iraq, he played a recorded message from his kids each night before he went to bed. LaBeouf also loved playing and watching sports. His brother Jim joked that Doug's spirit even helped his beloved Pittsburgh Steelers win a crucial playoff game this year.
When the Colts missed that field goal at the end of the game, that it was Doug blowing hard from heaven to make sure that that happened.
The most junior officer killed was First Lieutenant Joseph DeMoss. The 36-year-old Canadian was fluent in Arabic and joined the U.S. Army in 2001. He worked closely with Lieutenant Kevin Evans, and though they knew each other for only 6 months, Evans says DeMoss impressed him with his dedication to his family, his work ethic, and professionalism.
He had a concern for the soldiers, and he believed in what he was doing over there. You can't speak about that for everyone. And although he was away from his family, he knew what he was doing was the right thing. And faith plays a big part of that because he was very religious.
The Black Hawk helicopter crash that killed DeMoss, LaBeouf, and Martinez also took the lives of 5 other soldiers and 4 civilians. It happened late at night in bad weather, and there's no indication enemy fire was a factor. Although Fort Carson has lost a total of 157 soldiers since the war began, multiple deaths in single events have been rare, and the loss of its officers is a tough blow. It's the regiment's deadliest incident since it lost 4 soldiers in another Black Hawk crash 2 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Colorado Springs.